VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's Air Force chief met Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was hit by Syrian air defense systems that were firing at Israeli warplanes. Israel said its forces carried out an attack on a Syrian military facility used to provide weapons for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. It said the jets were back in Israeli airspace by the time the Syrian rocket hit the Russian plane. The World Anti-Doping Agency announced Thursday it would lift its ban on Russia's anti-doping agency. The Russian organization was banned in 2015 after a report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are continuing their efforts to confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh to a lifetime appointment on the U.S. Supreme Court. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Republicans are continuing their push to confirm Kavanaugh before the high court session starts next month, a process upended by Christine Blasey Ford's allegation. The Senate Judiciary Committee says Ford has until tomorrow morning to decide if she'll testify at a hearing Monday and is rejecting her calls for the FBI to first investigate her story.
I consider that to be bullying.
Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand says the committee's trying to set up a he said, she said scenario.
Because you know what happens in those scenarios? The men are typically believed.
It's unclear whether the hearing will go on if Ford does not appear. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Three people were killed Thursday morning at a warehouse in Maryland, a state in the American Mid-Atlantic. A woman was arrested. This is VOA News. President Trump says Democratic lawmakers have stopped the funding of his proposed border wall. He suggested Thursday that his fellow Republicans were to blame for letting it happen. The Senate approved an $854 billion spending bill. The House is expected to approve it next week. It does not include money for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. New York's Catholic Cardinal has hired a former federal judge to investigate how the Archdiocese treats sex abuse charges. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, conceding it's been a summer of hell for the Catholic Church, says the Archdiocese has hired a former federal judge to review how it treats sexual abuse allegations. Dolan says people are losing trust in the church.
I hear that they want accountability, transparency, and action.
The former judge, Barbara Jones, says the church has a robust infrastructure to deal with sex abuse charges, but she'll examine whether it's really effective. A compensation fund established 2 years ago by the Archdiocese, the nation's second largest, has already paid $60 million to victims.
A leading American medical journal has retracted at least six food research articles by a Cornell University marketing professor.
The articles being retracted come from Professor Brian Wansink, who heads the Cornell Food and Brand Lab. Among the papers being called into question by the Journal of the American Medical Association, a 2013 article that said hungry grocery shoppers buy foods with more calories but not more food, and a 2005 report that said people eat more when served in larger bowls. Wansink says he stands by his work, but six articles are being retracted and Cornell has launched an investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The State Department said it would immediately penalize a unit of the Chinese military that oversees the country's defense technology for executing transactions with Russia's main arms exporter. The department said China bought Russian fighter jets and surface-to-air missiles. The Chinese government is considering blocking foreign news reports from being shown in the country. The Reuters news agency on Thursday obtained a copy of draft regulations from the National Radio and Television Administration. Foreign content that contains violence, terrorism, or incitement to crime would be banned, as well as content that endangers social stability or is considered harmful to national sentiment. Earlier this month, China banned the website of the Australian Broadcasting Company. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.